And we begin with an introduction that you're welcome to join me. Let the words
Words
of
of
my
my
mouth
mouth and the
and the
meditation
meditation of
of my
my heart
heart
be
be
always
always
acceptable
acceptable
in
in
your
your
sight,
sight, O
O
Lord,
Lord, my
my
rock
rock and
and my
my
redeemer.
redeemer.
Dearly beloved, the scriptures teach us to acknowledge our many sins and offenses, not that they are concealed from our Heavenly Father, He knows all, but by confessing them with humble and obedient hearts, that we may obtain forgiveness by His infinite goodness and mercy. We ought at all times to humbly acknowledge our sins before Almighty God, but especially when we come together in His presence to give thanks for the great benefits we have received at His hands, to declare His most worthy praise, to hear His holy word, and to ask for ourselves and on behalf of others those things which are necessary for our life and our salvation. Therefore, draw near with me to the throne of heavenly grace as we pray together, Almighty
Almighty and
and
most
most merciful
merciful
Father,
Father,
we
we
have
have
erred
erred
and
and
strayed
strayed
from
from
your
your
ways
ways
like
like
lost
lost
sheep.
sheep.
We
We
have
have followed
followed
too
too much
much
the
the devices
devices
and
and desires of
desires
our
of our
own
own
hearts.
hearts.
We
We
have
have
offended
offended
against
against
your
your
holy
holy
laws.
laws.
We
We
have
have
left
left
undone
undone
those
those
things
things
which we
which we
ought to
ought to
have
have
done,
done,
and
and
we
we have
have done
done
those
those
things
things
which we
which we
ought
ought
not
not
to
to
have
have
done.
done. And apart from
For
your
from
grace,
you, our grace,
there is
there
no
is no
help in
help in
us.
us. O
O
Lord,
Lord,
have
have
mercy
mercy
upon
upon us.
us.
Spare
Spare all
all
those who
those who
confess
confess
their
their
faults.
faults.
Restore
Restore
all
all
those
those who
who
are
are
penitent.
penitent according to
Make your
your promises
promises declared
declared to
to
all
all
people
people,
in Christ
Christ
Jesus
Jesus our
our
Lord,
Lord,
and
and
grant,
grant,
O
O
most
most
merciful
merciful
Father,
Father, for
for His
His
sake,
sake, that we may
that we
now
may
live
now live
a
a godly,
godly,
righteous,
righteous, and
and
sober
sober
life
life
to
to
the
the
glory
glory
of
of your
your
holy
holy
name.
name.
Amen.
Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, desires not the death of sinners, but they may turn from their wickedness and live. He has empowered and commanded his ministers to pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardons and absolves all who truly repent and genuinely believe his holy gospel. For this reason, we beseech him to grant us true repentance and the fullness of his Holy Spirit, that our present deeds may please him, the rest of our lives may be pure and holy, and that at the last we may come to his eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your
Proclaim your
praise.
praise. O God, make speed to help us.
O Lord, make haste to
To
help
help
us.
us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now,
Now
and
and
ever
ever
shall be.
shall be,
World
world
without
without
end.
end.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Oh, come, let us adore him.
And there is no better way to worship the Lord than in the beauty of his holy word. To first, our Old Testament reading this morning is Amos 3, verses 1 through 11. Hear this word, people of Israel, the word the Lord has spoken against you, against the whole family I brought out of Egypt. You only have I chosen of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins. Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? Does a lion roar in the thicket when it has no prey? Does it growl in its den when it has caught nothing? Does a bird swoop down to a trap on the ground when no bait is there? Does a trap spring up from the ground if it has not caught anything? When a trumpet sounds in a city, do not the people tremble? When disaster comes to a city, has not the Lord caused it? Surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. The lion has roared. Who will not fear? The sovereign Lord has spoken, but who can but prophesy? Proclaim to the fortress of Ashdod and to the fortresses of Egypt. Assemble yourselves on the mountains of Samaria. See the great unrest within her and the oppression among her people. They do not know how to do right, declares the Lord, who store up in their fortresses what they have plundered and looted. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says: an enemy will overrun your land, pull down your strongholds, and plunder your fortresses. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This morning's psalm is a responsive reading by whole verse. Lord, you have searched me and know me.
You know when I sit down and when I rise up, you discern my thoughts from far away.
You measure my journeys and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways.
Even before word is on my tongue, Lord, you know it completely.
You know it completely.
You surround me behind and before, and lay your hand upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that
So
I
high that
cannot
I
attain
cannot.
it.
Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence?
If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there.
If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea,
Even there, your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast.
if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night.
Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you.
To you.
For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb.
I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. I know that very well.
My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth.
Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your
When you
book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed.
How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them!
I try to count them. They are more
They
than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you.
you.
Glory be
Glory
to
be
the
to the
Father,
Father, and to the
Son,
Son, and to
and
the
to the
Holy
Holy Spirit.
Spirit,
As
as
it
it
was
was
in
in
the
the
beginning,
beginning, is
is
now,
now, and
and
ever
ever
shall
shall
be,
be, world
world
without
without
end.
end.
Amen.
Amen. Our New Testament reading is for, I'm not as good as our readers, okay? So you bear with me a little bit. Our New Testament reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verses 10 through 17. Now, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united with the same mind and the same purpose. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there are quarrels among you, my brothers and sisters. What I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one can say that you were baptized in my name. I love the fact that at this point, Paul realizes, oops, I did baptize also the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its power. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I would normally say, please stand for the reading of the gospel, but you don't need to in your own home. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now, when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and the shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. He said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called them immediately, and they left the boat and their father and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Amen. Join me as we praise God together. Sorry, I needed a sip of coffee after that. We praise
Praise
you, O
you, O
God.
God. We
We
acclaim
acclaim you
you
as
as
Lord.
Lord.
All
All
creation
creation
worships
worships
you,
you,
the
the
Father
Father
everlasting.
everlasting.
To you,
To
O
all
angels,
angels,
all the
all the
powers
powers
of
of
heaven,
heaven,
the
the
cherubim
cherubim
and
and
seraphim,
seraphim
sing
sing
in
in
endless
endless
praise.
praise,
Holy,
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 Lord
Lord,
God of
God of
power
power
and
and
light,
might,
heaven
heaven
and
and
earth
earth
are
are
full
full
of
of
your
your
glory.
glory. The
The
glorious
glorious
company
company
of
of apostles
apostles
praise
praise
you.
you.
The
The
noble
noble fellowship
fellowship
of
of
prophets
prophets
praise you.
praise you.
The
The
white-robed
white-robed
army of
army of
martyrs
martyrs praise
praise
you.
you.
Throughout
Throughout
the
the world,
world,
the Holy
the Holy
Church
Church acclaims
acclaims
you.
you.
Father
Father
of
of
majesty
majesty
unbounded,
unbounded,
your
your true
true
and
and only
only
Son,
Son, worthy
worthy
of
of
all
all
praise,
praise, and
and
the
the
Holy
Holy
Spirit,
Spirit,
advocate
advocate
and
and
guide.
guide.
You,
You,
Christ,
Christ,
are
are
the
the
King
King
of
of
glory,
glory, the
the eternal
eternal
Son
Son
of the
of the
Father.
Father.
When
When
you
you
took
took
our
our
flesh
flesh
to
to
set
set
us
us
free,
free,
you
you
humbly
humbly
chose
chose
the
the virgin's
virgin's womb.
womb.
You
You overcame
overcame
the
the sting
sting
of
of
death
death
and
and
opened the
opened the
King of
kingdom of
Heaven to
heaven to
all
all
believers.
believers. You are
You are
seated
seated at
at
God's
God's
right
right hand
hand
in
in glory.
glory.
We
We believe
believe that
that
you
you will
will
come
come to
to
be
be
our
our
judge.
judge. Come then,
Come then,
Lord,
Lord, and
and
help
help
your
your
people.
people.
bought
with
with the
the
price
price
of
of your
your own
own
blood,
blood,
and
and
bring
bring
us
us with
with your
your
saints to
saints
glory
glory
everlasting.
everlasting.
This morning, we recite the Apostles' Creed instead of the Nicene Creed. A number of you have asked over the years, how come we don't say the Apostles' Creed during Holy Eucharist? Well, the Nicene Creed is more appropriate for the Eucharist, and the Apostles' Creed is said during morning prayer and some other services. So this morning, together we say the Apostles' Creed. I
I
believe
believe
in
in
God,
God,
the
the
Father
Father
Almighty,
Almighty, Creator
Creator
of
of
heaven
heaven
and
and
earth.
earth. I
I
believe
believe
in
in
Jesus
Jesus
Christ, His
Christ, His
only
only
Son,
Son,
our
our
Lord.
Lord. He
He
was
was conceived
conceived
by the
by the
Holy
Holy
Spirit
Spirit
and
and born
born of the
of the
Virgin
Virgin
Mary.
Mary. He
He suffered
suffered
under
under
Pontius
Pontius
Pilate,
Pilate,
was
was
crucified,
crucified,
died,
died,
and
and
was
was
buried.
buried.
He
He
ascended
ascended
to the
to the
dead.
dead. On
On the
the third
third day,
day,
he
he
rose
rose
again.
again.
He
He ascended
ascended
into
to
heaven
heaven
and is
and is
seated
seated
at
at
the
the
right
right
hand of the
hand of the
Father.
Father. He
He will
will come
come
again
again
to
to judge
judge
the
the
living and the
living and
dead.
the dead.
I
I
believe in
believe
the
in the
Holy
Holy
Spirit,
Spirit,
the
the Holy
Holy Catholic
Catholic Church,
Church,
the
the communion
communion
of
of
saints,
saints,
the
the
forgiveness
forgiveness of
of sins,
sins, the
the resurrection
resurrection
of the
of the
body,
body,
and the
and the
life
life
everlasting.
everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And
And
also with
also with
you.
you. Let us pray in the words that our Savior taught us. Our
Our
Father,
Father, who
who
art
art in
in
heaven,
heaven, hallowed
hallowed be
be
thy
thy
name.
name.
Thy
Thy
kingdom
kingdom
come,
come,
thy
thy
will
will
be
be
done
done on
on
earth
earth as
as
it
it is
is
in
in
heaven.
heaven.
Give
Give
us
us
this
this
day
day our
our
daily
daily
bread.
bread. And
And
forgive
forgive us
us
our
our trespasses
trespasses as
as
we
we
forgive
forgive
those
those
who
who
trespass
trespass
against
against
us.
us. And
And lead
lead
us
us
away
away
from
from
temptation
temptation and
and
deliver
deliver
us
us
from
from
evil.
evil.
For
For
thine
thine is
is
the
the
kingdom
kingdom and
and the
the power
power and
and
the
the
glory
glory forever
forever
and
and
ever.
ever.
Amen.
Amen. Those of you who don't join us during morning prayer on Wednesday have now discovered our little secret. We have gone more to the original translation of the Lord's Prayer, where it says, and lead us away from temptation, which actually is what the King James says, but it doesn't say it to us today. So this may be the new introduction to the Lord's Prayer for our service. O Lord, show your mercy upon us.
Grant your salvation to those who do not yet know you, and may it lead to the healing of our nation.
O Lord, guide those who govern us, especially at this time of national and worldwide uncertainty. Imbue our president, governor, Congress, and all elected and appointed officials with your wisdom.
Lead them in the way of justice and truth.
Clothe your ordained and commissioned ministers with righteousness, a desire to seek only you as they minister, and guidance from your Holy Spirit in their ministries.
And let your people sing with joy, be
Be
open to
to hear.
hearing, learning, and applying your word in their lives.
O Lord, save your people.
And bless your inheritance.
Almighty and gracious God, grant that through your indwelling and ever-present Holy Spirit, there would come a true spiritual revival in New Bern, North Carolina.
May our
May our
prayers
prayers and
and spiritual
spiritual
commitment
commitment
result
result in the
in the
moving of
moving of
hearts and
hearts
minds
and minds
of the
through the
Holy
Holy
Spirit.
Spirit.
Give us peace in our time, O Lord, the peace that is beyond any human understanding, but comes from only you through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
And defend us
Defend us by
by
your
your
mighty
mighty
power.
power. the power
power that
that
rose
rose
Jesus
Jesus
from the
from the
dead.
dead.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten. Those who do not know you, those who are ill, those who are infirmed, and all those who mourn or grieve, and all who live in fear.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
You're welcome to open up and unmute yourself if you'd like, or you can add your own prayers in silence or aloud at this time. And I'll wait a few moments.
I pray that you will be with those in the country that have been harder hit than us by this winter storm and who have lost power.
Yes.
Almighty God, thank you for allowing us to all come together and acknowledge you and worship you and follow our shepherd in prayer. And thank you for strengthening us so that we all may face the future with hope and courage. And may we also be thankful for the many blessings that we all have in our lives, especially you guiding us along the way and the good example we have in one another.
Lord, at this time, we pray for our students. We have a fairly long list of them for which we are very pleased. We love supporting them in prayer and in any way that we might be able. Thank you for those in our congregation who spend time in the children's activity room with the kids who go back, so that they don't have to endure my sermon. And we are thankful for them and their willingness to guide and direct these young lives and young minds. Father, for our older students, those who are in high school and those who are in college, we thank you for them. I especially thank the two that are on this morning. We are incredibly blessed when young people are in love with the word, desire to hear it, and desire to grow from it and to grow in it. I pray, Lord, that you would bless them beyond what they could understand. Help their minds as they shape them with all that they learn, but also, Lord, give them discernment so that they are not just open vessels having things poured in, but they are careful about that which they hear and to determine its truth, its value, its importance. Guide them, Lord, in their studies. And Father, we pray for those who are on our infirmed grief prayer list. We pray for them each week, Lord. Thank you for our prayer team who prays for a portion of them daily. Thank you for the prayer team that is ready to go to work in any emergency when they are notified. God bless them for their gift of prayer and for their service of prayer. And I pray for those especially who are who are looking forward as they contemplate surgery. May they have the wisdom of you. May they have your Holy Spirit's guidance and direction. And during their surgery, Lord, I pray that you, through your Holy Spirit, will guide the minds, the eyes, and the hands of the surgeons and the nurses and the technicians that will be there during surgery. Father, we are immensely blessed by all of the medical science advances that have been made over the years, and especially now. We are so thankful for how you work in our bodies. You make us stronger than they ought to be. You give us wisdom when we need it. And we thank you for that. And so, Lord, with all of this, I pray that you would create in us clean hearts, O God.
And encourage us to listen to your indwelling Holy Spirit.
Our collect for today. Give us grace, dear Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior Jesus Christ and proclaim to all the people the good news of his salvation, that we and the whole world may perceive the glory of his marvelous works, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Our blessing this morning comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Glory, all glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to Him from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.